Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I am Randy Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, June 13, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported on the passage of a supplementary resolution by the House of Assembly for the sum of $8,680, of which $3,480 was to be allocated to the sending of two delegates to the Festival of Britain the following month as guests of the Government of the United Kingdom. The Festival of Britain was a government-organized exhibition that took place that year on the centenary of the Great Exhibition of 1851, but with its focus being the celebration of the country's achievements in and contribution to the arts, science and technology, and industrialization. Essentially, it celebrated all things British up to that point, with a look towards the future as well. During the trip, the Barbadians were to join other delegations from other parts of the British Empire, including several Caribbean territories, the Falklands and Fiji, and from parts of Africa at several activities. These included visits to the various exhibits in London and to various sites across Britain, attendance at a stage performance of a Shakespearean play at Stratford-on-Avon, as well as to be addressed by Prime Minister Clement Attlee at a tea party. The motion, which had been brought to the House by Grantley Adams, created some divide in the chamber. Prior to the vote on the motion, Winter Crawford was particularly stinging in his chastisement of the government over the motion, reportedly expressing the view that the visit was unnecessary and the monies would be better spent within the colony to provide work for the jobless, a position that was supported by one O.T. Alder. Mr. Crawford suggested that consideration should be given to the financial position of the colony at the time, and furthermore, he did not feel that sending the delegations to that event would bring any appreciable benefit to the colony and was only a gesture. According to the newspaper, Mr. Crawford felt that with there being a need for elementary schools in the island, where would the monies for that come from if, quote, we fritter it away on relatively unimportant matters, unquote. Mr. Alder said that he was not, quote, ashamed of being regarded as one who disliked the wanton expenditure of funds in a way which did not really help the colony, unquote. In response to these and other criticisms, another member, a Mr. Lewis, questioned the sincerity of the views of the dissenters. He pointed out that during the previous debate on the issue, they had not asked what the cost of the trip was and was choosing the wrong time now to ask for a reduction, having heard the cost. To him, they waited until they saw the sum on paper and were objecting falsely by trying to show some interest in, quote, the starving and sick people of the colony, unquote. Despite the objections raised, the motion was passed and without amendment on this date, June 13, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.